What's Up Yuma with Johnny Porter is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering solutions for those who value financial planning. YIVWM.com.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Mary McClendon, who is the Fund Development Director at the Yuma County Food Bank. Mm-hmm. And we thought this was very timely, get you on the show, because it's probably hectic over there right now, given the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. The funding for EBT has... it's not there right now. Maybe it could be. I don't know. I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but yeah. It's not there. So we wanted to get you on. So are you seeing some of that? Are you seeing a little bit more need right now?
Well, first and foremost, definitely appreciate you bringing us on at this time. Yep. Because you're right. It's a roller coaster.
Yep.
Of emotions and need. Our need has increased originally by about 15% to 20% after the government shutdown. But then as we encroach into the new month with mm-hmm. the uncertainty behind SNAP and EBT and all of that, and increased missed paychecks because the furlough is yes. still extended, we've That's bumped right. up to about a 50% utilization increase.
Wow, you bumped up 50%?
Mm-hmm. Of people that need your services.
And then so wow. and then this time of the year is always a little bit busier anyway, right? So when you get closer to the holidays and the winter, I know things start to tick up. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, with Whoa. The government shutdown and, like you said, the SNAP and EBT programs, and mm-hmm. that just put an extra mm-hmm. weight and pressure on everybody there.
Absolutely. And, mm-hmm. you know, the holidays don't necessarily see an uptick because the need is always there. The people who need us are there year-round. But with economic downturn and all those things that contribute to insecurity, that's what makes us go on.
Okay, so it's more the insecurity of it that does it. Gotcha. So how are you managing everything over there?
The great people of Yuma.
Wow.
You know, the community of Yuma. We know that Yuma is a strong community, a giving community. We take mm-hmm. care of our own.
Yeah.
And they have stepped up since day one, whether it's mm-hmm. an increase in volunteers, mm-hmm. An increase in food drives, whatever it is that mm-hmm. they can do to give. They've done it without asking.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we manage.
Yeah, so we like to always get to know our guests a little bit. So your relationship to Yuma, that's what we like to find out. Are you from here or did you transport?
Did I migrate?
Migrate.
So my dad is retired military, 20 years in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And so clearly we were all over. Mm-hmm. I was born in Oceanside, so I do like to claim myself
as a Shout out, she's all Oceanside. Baby.
Oceanside's pretty nice.
Yeah, Pendleton
Oceanside.
To yeah. be exact.
Oh, Camp Pendleton. Okay, I've been there. I've worked there before.
Oh, cool.
But Yuma has always been our home base. My mother's mm-hmm. from here, so mm-hmm. that whole side of the family. My dad's from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. so I get a little bit of Mexican Okie going on.
Oh, okay.
But this is where we settled. So from sixth grade on is where this is where I went for school.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to school? All over?
Well,
here in town.
Here in town. I come from the era where there were two high schools, so let's not age myself,
yeah, yeah.
right?
It's all right.
Okay. But I bleed blue. You might crim. Mm-hmm. So I went to Immaculate Conception School, Pecan Grove. Mm-hmm. And 4th Avenue as yeah. those primary years. But Yuma High, bleep blue.
Mm-hmm. You probably know my mom. It's like her exact history. Her name's Becky Leffler.
Oh, so we're not in the same class.
Okay.
But I played softball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a softball player.
Yep, I played softball all my life.
Nice.
Whether it was school or slow pitch, right, mm-hmm. with the city leagues. And then I kept score since I was 12.
Oh.
So I usually know all of the men from that era and then all of the ladies from that era because
sure.
we had a really strong, and she was a part of that strong A-League team.
So, go mom.
Not that I knew her.
You know her history, yeah.
Right? No, I didn't know her. So yes. Hi, Becky.
So growing up here in Yuma, so did you want to work in this capacity and something in a nonprofit, or what? Mm-hmm. What? How'd you get into the food bank side of things?
Now that's a migration for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually went to school for elementary education,
nice.
And sociology and family studies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In my my years up at NEU in Flagstaff, I had a test and measures teacher tell me, I don't want you in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
Why?
So, right?
Yeah.
You're like, why?
Get out of here.
I know. I'm like, what did I do?
Harry, you could go right now.
We didn't even have Facebook then, so I don't know what you're finding.
Why?
And he said, everybody wants to be in the classroom. Everybody wants to contribute to the change of a child's life and help shape that. And he said, but not everybody's built to be an administrator.
Okay.
And I see those strengths in you, and I really would like you to pursue educational leadership and look at that. And he goes, no, it breaks your heart, but we need people there as well. So I never really ended up in education at the end of the day.
You never taught?
I never taught.
Wow.
And I did a lot of subbing to get through my master's and my grad programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught in higher ed, but I stayed in that administrative arena from then on. So I was in behavioral health, worked with developmental disabilities and all of that, but it was always in an admin role.
Did you like that?
I love it.
So it was your fit.
It was.
He was right.
He was.
Oh.
I like developing teams. I like organizing events. I like providing the tools for people to be successful.
Mm.
And, you know, that kind of a thing. They say it costs you more to hire a new person than it is to train the right person.
Mm.
And so my educational love still comes into play because I'd rather work with you to become stronger. I always say if you leave me for something better, then I'd like to think that I contributed to that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You helped them get to that better place.
Absolutely.
That was part of you. That was the mix.
And so it's kind of the holistic, mix of my passions and what I'm good at, what I'm weak at, you know. And
I like what you said. You're still teaching. It's just in a way that you didn't think you'd be teaching.
And so my last 10 years were at my true first nonprofit agency with CCS, and I got a lot of that. And the funnel has just gotten
what's CCS?
Smaller, Catholic Community Service.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so the funnel just got a little smaller and a little bit more targeted. And when I was ready for a change, I reached out to the food bank and said, do you have anything? You know, and they were kind of like, let's talk. And now I have this singular focus, and that's food insecurity and making sure people have food on the table, but get to use all of those skills and traits that I think I'm strongest and built for. I love it. Love it.
Cool. So is this the position that you started with at the food bank?
Yes, I've only been there 13 weeks.
Oh.
What?
So be careful about the questions you ask.
Oh, okay. So you're
like a seasoned pro. She's been there a decade.
Yep.
Yeah, so, oh, wow, that's a, I did not know that.
Johnny's blown away.
Well,
me too.
Okay.
He's so, like, how do I recover from this?
Well, she's like, now she's like, be careful with the question. So
it's fine. No, just ask. She'll just say, I don't know.
Yeah, you're allowed to say, I don't know.
That's correct.
I plead the fifth. Whatever you want to say, it's all on the table here.
I legally can answer.
So only 13 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was it like when you first started then that you could remember that far back?
I can. Well, one of the great things is that I had a good foundation coming in.
Yeah.
And that was why the marriage was perfect at that time and place. There's a lot of grant writing, events, community outreach.
So that's all under your umbrella?
All of it.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All so you're busy.
I am.
And you came in thinking, okay, I got this job. This is going to be great. And now look, you're going through a shutdown.
Yes.
But it's like the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, you're right into it. You got thrown into the mix.
Yes. And in that 13 weeks, I went to Chicago for a week for training.
Oh.
And one of the things that I heard there that really resonated is we're built for this.
Oh.
It's okay. We just came out of a pandemic.
That's right.
Is this any different than going through a pandemic? The root is the only thing that's different.
Yeah, like the cause. The Yeah.
So it's like she said, we are built for this. So let's not stress.
I love that.
Let's just take care of it.
Yeah, just follow the formula.
That's it.
Yeah.
So with your particular position, what are some of the stresses you're facing with this? Mm-hmm. Because you're not out there like getting the food together, right? You're not that far.
Yeah, so I'm not on the front line.
Front lines, there you go.
And
that's a way to put it.
That's been the history of my positions, right?
Uh-huh.
Again, back to the teaching analogy. I'm not on the front line. So my role is making sure that front line has what they need.
Exactly.
Has the support. Making sure that the community understands what that need is and what it looks like. I was a partner agency for the last 9 years something people probably don't realize, is that the food bank partners with agencies who also distribute food in the community. Mm-hmm. So we're conduit.
Okay.
So I kind of had some insight about the role that they play and how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always knew that they did good work.
Okay.
Good work.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got put in the four walls, mm-hmm. and started watching and learning, they do great work.
Mm.
It's unreal.
Okay.
What they do with 16 people.
Wow.
16 people.
That's the staff?
That's the staff. And we have two or three openings right now. So it's really only 13. And take the admin, because I'm not front line.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are really boots to the ground,
yeah.
You're probably talking about 9 or 10.
Wow.
Jeez.
And they're there every day?
Every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Last year, we distributed close to 9 million pounds of food.
Whoa.
And again, go back to it's 10 people pushing that out the door.
Yeah. I used to work at NASCAR. It's a mental health facility. Mm-hmm. And we would take the peers there like once a month. So we could go through the back, actually,
mm-hmm.
and park the van, and everyone would go get their box or shopping cart or whatever. It was great. They loved it.
Yep.
It was a really great thing for them.
It's been eye-opening. It's
mm-hmm.
been totally eye-opening. And I'm truly invested, not just in what I love to do in terms of my skill set, mm-hmm. or the nonprofit world, but in their mission and how they achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal is to make sure that the community understands who we are and how we play that role.
Yeah.
So what have you seen with some of the stresses now? Then you said you got to make sure the front line's okay. What are they asking for right now? Anything different since this high pressure, or is it just kind of more of the same?
I think really from where I stand, the front line number one is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more than anything, we just want to make sure that they know that they're appreciated. And that this influx of service and work that they are doing, go pick up more boxes for food drives. That's resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing a food drive now. That's mm-hmm. great, but it also is resources to go and pick that up.
Oh, gotcha. So they do the drive,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to schedule somebody over
mm-hmm.
there to, okay, pick up all the food
and
at this place.
So all of that. And so we just want to make mm-hmm. sure that everybody's still uplifted,
mm-hmm.
and we're not... self-care. I know you talk a lot about self-care.
Yeah,
and self-care
right.
is really huge,
yeah.
Because the exhaustion can be real.
And mm. they need to know they're appreciated
mm-hmm.
and that everything is being noticed.
You know, we look at, I had a message that came in through Facebook that
mm-hmm.
said, my husband and I are both furloughed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for resources for food. Can you point me in the right direction? It's like, well, you can come here.
Yeah.
And they said, but we don't meet your income guidelines. I looked mm-hmm. them up online. But what's your income?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing
right now.
Exactly.
It's zero.
Yeah. It's zero.
That probably trips people up. Like they're like, but my paycheck says, but it's like you literally haven't gotten one
yes.
in a month. You have no income.
Or your annual income is mm. from last year. No, you're zero base.
You're
and,
yeah.
wow.
and you could see the appreciation and excitement
yeah.
come through, resonate through that message to mm-hmm. say, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
I love that.
I'll be in, you know, so that those are the guys. And the front line,
mm-hmm.
the team that's enrolling and screening and giving people that first opportunity, those are the ones where the heart, right,
yeah.
pulls.
That's right.
And then our volunteers are all on board, you know, helping to load those grocery carts.
The volunteers, we're going to take a break real quick
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to come back and I want to talk about the volunteers and how we could volunteer as a community and help you out.
Yep.
Let's do that. We're going to do that right after a quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
Today's day sponsor is Bill Moody, announcing that the annual Moody Garden Plant Sale will be taking place from 7 until noon this Saturday in the foothills at 13319 East 36th Place. Master gardeners will be on hand, and plants, pots, compost, and even baked goods will be featured. Details available by finding Moody Garden Club on Facebook.
From KAWC, this is Siendo Primero.
Being First is a program created by students for students.
My name is Ajay Barcenas.
And my name is Evelyn Garcia. Here we will share stories, information, and voices that connect with students' life.
Cada sábado les traeremos un nuevo tema directamente a tus oídos.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search KAWC.org under the Shows tab. A new vision with the same mission. To give students a voice.
The weather forecast for Yuma today is sunny with a high near 88 and a north-northeast wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear this evening with a low around 60. Sunny in Prescott with a high near 74 and a northwest wind around 6 miles per hour. clear tonight with a low around 44. Sunny in Kingman with a high near 79. Clear this evening with a low around 52. And in Flagstaff, sunny with a high near 68 and a west wind around 5 to 8 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low around 33.
The Yuma County Library District provides activities and resources at its branches for people of all ages. Events include story time, citizenship classes, bilingual programs, crafts, author talks, and more. For more information about the activities and calendar of events, plus other in-person and online resources, visit yumalibrary.org.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Mary from the food bank, and we got into what's going on right now with the government shutdown and people that don't even realize that they qualify now because they're not getting the paycheck, even though they might look online, like you said, and said, you know, I don't qualify. It's like, well, yes, you do.
Yeah.
So that's important to get that information out to people as well. Mm-hmm. So is this like part of it, doing shows like this, to be able to get that information out? Like, okay, no, you have a need. It's okay to come.
It definitely is. We've been blessed with a media presence, as always, in the community, whether it's Jennifer Blackwell, the Yuma Sun, you all, giving us a platform to remind people that we're here. We're here.
Yeah. So
you might not get as much as you were getting in the past, or that we would have been able to give in the past, because there's a greater need.
Yeah.
But we will always have something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now you were also mentioning about the food drive. So are people calling up now more so and say, I want to do a food drive? Because I know I got a Lula from Swanky Place reached out to me. And she said, like, I want to do something. Do you know anybody? And I try to get her in contact with. And so, are more and more people doing that?
They are, and I'm really scared to say what I'm about to say.
Right, that's all right. Let's say
it. There was a glitch in our form online for the food drive. So everybody's been completing the form to say, I want to do a food drive.
Okay.
But it wasn't landing where it needed to land.
Oh.
And it's fixed now.
It's fixed. So
they're just popping up left and right.
Wow.
And so we do have an influx. It's the holiday season. And again, we're in a generous community. Mm-hmm. So people inherently in the schools start their food drives now.
Yes.
But because of the shutdown and all of that, those who are new to wanting to play a role in this are also stepping up and doubling up on those food drives. We've got, I think there's a friendly competition on here between U of A and ASU.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Julie dropped off the flyer. I'm going to post it this week.
Very cool.
And so a lot of things like that. The schools are having competitions.
Yeah.
Yuma Catholic did one as part of September Hunger Action Month. We picked it up in October. They had just shy of 3,000 pounds. I think it was 2,952 pounds of food.
My son's class at Desert View brought in the most cans. They got an ice cream party.
So
go 2.2.
Yeah, our formula is 1.2 pounds of food equates to a meal. So you can figure out if you brought in 3,000 pounds, that's about 2,800 meals provided to the community.
That's awesome.
So it is. So everybody's stepped up to that. And again, you know, we totally appreciate the community doing it without us inherently asking.
Okay. And so the one part that we didn't really get to touch on is volunteers in that aspect. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the roles of a volunteer that, you know, a volunteer would need to do if they say, hey, I want to help right now. I'm not going to put on a food drive. I don't have that resource to be able to do that, but I want to do something. What are some of those somethings, and how do people get involved?
So volunteers are the life and breath of any nonprofit, but definitely of the Yuma Community Food Bank. I just shared that we have 16 people, really about 10 to 11 boots on the ground, pushing out over almost 9 million pounds of food, and this year it's going to be even more.
Wow.
So
are they volunteers?
They are paid staff.
Okay, so there's paid.
Can imagine what the volunteer crew looks like.
Exactly.
And so we've got a plethora, a vast array of opportunities. They can pack the food. They can pack the baskets based on the shopping list. They can help push the cart out. They can help unload the carts. They can direct traffic. I thought I was at the fairgrounds the other day when I pulled up and I was watching somebody go, one down here, one down here.
Because that was not normal?
Because
I did see there was somebody that went live on their Instagram account that first day of
Monday.
Yeah. The first the Monday, there you go. That's the first day of the week. Thank you. No, because it was the first day that the super insecurity of not having the money for EBT and SNAP. So somebody went live over there, and people were talking like, I've never seen it like this, or I haven't witnessed this. And so, yeah, somebody was out there directing traffic and everything.
The sheriff was there with two cars. Okay. I talked to Chief Garrity the Friday before, and I said, look, it's the first of the month, and since we encourage we distribute once a month and ask that you, you know, utilize that food and help supplement what you've got. So we have an influx at the first of the month normally, but because of that first day, it clearly increased. And so he said, we got you covered. We've already talked about it. We had sheriff on both ends, the entrance and the exit.
Just to make
traffic.
It safe and good. Mm-hmm. How do you handle the people that might be complaining? Like, oh, I'm not getting as much.
I don't think they complain.
Oh, good.
I mean, far and few between.
Okay.
Far and few between. They might be concerned or whatever. And if there's a need, we're not going to say, well, sorry, you've got six kids and you get less today. Yeah. You know, we're going to look at that and say, what do we got to do to help you get
through?
Nice.
Good answer.
That's really at the end of the day. We don't want people to be hungry.
That's right. Good job.
So if you want to be a volunteer, how does that happen?
So the easiest way to do anything is to go to our website, which is yumafoodbank.org. There's a button for volunteering. There's a button for organizing a food drive. There's a button for donating. There's a calendar on the bottom. There's everything on there. And so it's a one-stop shop.
So it makes it pretty easy to navigate through, depending on, like, if you want to do, like you said, there's a form if you want to do that food drive. Or if you want to volunteer, you could do it pretty easily as well.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways of giving, and you just talked about it, Johnny. You mentioned, what if they don't have the capacity or the desire to do a food drive? Volunteering is just as critical.
Fill out the form and then get approved, and then you show up, and do you just say, hey, we need help over here today?
So Lori Baker is our volunteer coordinator, and she'll touch base with them, and she'll look at what is your schedule, what is your goal, are you coming in as a team?
Yeah.
You can bring a team with you. It could be a one-time thing. You know, tomorrow we have a boxing match between APS and Southwest Gas. It's called a boxing match.
Oh, it's so like, because they're boxing the food. I like that.
Catchy.
And this is an annual one. They're going to see who takes the trophy home this weekend. So you can do things like that. You know, Julie doing the U of A versus ASU. Or you can come in as a single, you know, individual that wants to come in and just give your time. If you're furloughed and going stir crazy and need something to keep you engaged. And, you know, because that can be depressing sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about mental health.
Yes.
Use that time. Productively, we have an opportunity to help fill that void if you need it.
Yeah. So years ago with my first company that I had, when I had a group of employees, we went there as part of a team building thing. We went there as a whole team and took part and all served at the food bank for a few hours, I think it was. So we did that. So like you said, if you want to do it as a team, come in, do a team building. I'll go out there and you'll be able to facilitate that as well.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So anything else you want to let everybody know, like during this time?
Yeah, maybe anything you've seen that is informational for people?
I think what I would say now is thank you. Yeah. I think the biggest thing to close a show like this is with a big thank you of appreciation to everybody for what they're doing. I talked a little bit about agency partners. It's just a reminder that we also serve Parker, Quartzsite, Cibola, Ehrenberg, McMullen, Valley, and COFA. Did I say that? COFA?
No,
there?
You did not.
So six small rural communities that we're also a conduit to make sure that they have food. And
they all come here.
We deliver.
Oh, you deliver all the way.
We've got CDL certified drivers that go out there and make the stops along the way and supplement their food banks as well.
Wow.
And so my post today on Facebook is of some students who did a food drive for their area. And so I think being grateful and showing that we recognize that we're blessed to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
Is probably what my last two cents would be.
Well,
2 minutes.
Yeah, no, that was good.
That's
that was
perfect timing.
Yeah. It's like, were you looking at the clock when you were doing that? That was too good.
Yeah, you're too good, Mary.
Too good. Well, thank you for being with us.
Thank you
for everything you do and everybody at the food bank,
yes,
all the volunteers and the people that make it happen during these uncertain times.
That's
we really
right.
appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much once again.
Thanks,
appreciate it. You and yes, hopefully a lot of people heard this and want to volunteer and help out.
Thank you.
What's Up Yuma with Johnny Porter is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering solutions for those who value financial planning. YIVWM.com.